Hello everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy on April 22nd of 2021. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we were off last week because we had to deal with some stuff, but we're back! And, about the same as normal, really. We might have actually decayed a little. Okay, so first in Toonami news, we, have, oh yeah, so they announced that we are going to be getting the next season of My Hero Academia and Dr. Stone in 3 weeks, I think?
Yeah, May 15th, so that would be, just about 3 weeks.
Well, let me think, so let's see, April has... Yeah, it's 30 days, and that's 15. So then we get 8 for that, and then we get and it's 23, and then we that seems about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you like me have trouble remembering how many days are in each month, just think of it as the knuckles at the start of your fingers. Like the first one, that's January. The bigger ones are 31 and the smaller ones are 30. So you start with like the front knuckle and that's 31 for January. Then there's a valley after that. That's 28 for February. Then you go to 31 for March and then you go on. And then when you reach the end of that a hand, you switch over to the other hand. Voila.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's how that's what someone taught me. Better than I don't know that rhyme that people do. They're like something days half embers. Was it 30 days half September, June, July? No, that's not July and November. Or am I getting some of the embers mixed up? They all sound too similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's not June, July, and November, because it's July. Okay, I clearly have not remembered that rhyme right.
I can give you the answer. It's September, April, June, and November.
Hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, whatever way you do it, maybe this has been useful to you. So, We move on to Attack on Titan, and we're going to be doubling up and covering two episodes of the shows because we weren't here last week and you can enjoy us struggling to remember what happened 2 weeks ago. Okay. So for Attack on Titan, that we've got episode 72 and 73. So 70, let's see. Okay, so in 70, or was episode 72, or I'm trying to remember whether something was last week or the week before that. Last week was the one where they were at the restaurant and Gabby got revealed as the person who killed Sasha. Of course, right in front of the person who may or may not have been in a relationship with her as well as Sasha's family, but the, Sasha's father is just like, whatever. not quite like that extreme, but yeah, he just says, well, we can't keep going with killing or something like that or whatever. I mean, look, it would be kind of pointless if we spent all this time setting her up, Gabby up, and then just kill her off. Although I guess that's kind of what they did with Sasha, so.
Yeah.
So there was that thing. Meanwhile, we then in, okay, last, the next episode I can remember better. So in this episode, first off, we have Mikasa and Armin confront Eren, who says a bunch of stuff and is basically really, mean and stuff to them and really is legitimately feels like a completely different character than he was in every previous season.
Yep.
And then we have also, meanwhile, Zeke ends up, who is being, you know, held by Levi. Well, he does that scream thingy he does where he turned, where if anyone has ingested some of his spinal fluid, I'm not sure how he extracts his spinal fluid, but whatever. He, because he hid it in like the wine that the soldiers were drinking, but Levi prefers tea, so he didn't take it. Mm-hmm. So then he turns them all into Titans to try to escape, which Levi kills, and then he manages to capture him, proving, as I saw someone say, that there's two things that will always happen with Levi. One, he will beat the Beast Titan, and two, pretty much all of his underlings will get killed. let's see. Yeah, and that was the main stuff that happened in the episodes.
Yeah, and I will be totally honest with you. I actually thought these were really good episodes, and I really enjoyed them. I watched them quickly in succession, which is why I could not tell you which one had which things. But these got me the feel something, which I usually don't during Attack on Titan. But yeah, my only problem is this whole thing with Eren Jaeger, that he's now a villain whenever he had been the hero for three seasons, and he didn't have any of this that he has now, this, you know, this passion for evil. He never had it before this season. So I don't know. Did they get like a different writer or something? I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, it's a little jarring, to be honest with you, that all of a sudden Eren's the villain. But that's what they wanted. So, yeah, that's what they got. But I still have to say, good episodes. I'm really excited to see what's next. And because of that, they have to go on hiatus soon. So, yeah. But
yeah, I was long wondering before we got to this what you were going to think of Eren, because I remember you didn't really care for him. So I was wondering, well, are you going to like him more when he basically becomes a bad guy and becomes a new character?
Well, the guy I really don't like is Levi. So until he dies, I'm not going to be happy.
Okay. Oh, I figure I might as well say a few words because the manga did recently end. So first things first, I mentioned a while ago that the author posted something a few years back and saying, okay, this will be the final panel of the series, which is, there's some character who's looking away. You don't see their face. You don't know who they are. And they're holding this baby and they just say, you are free. That is not the actual final chapter of the manga. So so I don't know if he changed his mind on something, but it's just kind of weird to say that. So I know so much about what's going to happen. I have the final panel, and then that's not the final panel. I was really confused by that. To be fair, it takes that does occur in the final chapter, although it is seen from a different angle. It happens midway through the chapter instead. And it's also weirdly a flashback, which makes it seem like that would have been a weird thing to put in the final panel of the series. But aside from that, if you want to know my thoughts on the ending, it was okay. It really did feel, and I'm always saying what other people have said, but it's just because it's a good point, where someone said, well, you know, you could have had this conclusion happen maybe 10 or 20 chapters ago.
Uh-huh.
It made it a bunch of the later stuff feel kind of unnecessary. I also feel there's just a bunch of stuff that isn't really resolved. I mean, the main plot is resolved fine, but it's what happens with a bunch of characters I don't think is really explained well. And some things ended up feeling kind of pointless. Like, they do that whole big thing about Historia being pregnant, and that doesn't really end up going anywhere. I don't think, her husband and child, apparently on the wiki, don't even have names. They're just relatives. Unnamed husband, unnamed child.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I don't think it was a, in terms of being satisfying, I don't think it was that satisfying of an ending, but I mean, it's far from the worst ending. It at least did wrap up stuff. I just wish it had wrapped up, more and maybe not felt so much like a lot of the later stuff felt unnecessary. I won't go into more detail because I don't want to get into any spoilers. But yeah, it looks like the ending was kind of controversial for some of those reasons. I think some people were just expecting it to have a very different tone than it ended up having.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll get to that in about 1 year. Well, maybe, because it was confusing, because they said, what did they say? It would come out in winter of 2022. Now, does that mean end of the year winter or the winter at the start of the year? Because those are very different time periods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess it means early 2022, but that means when we get to the actual ending, it'll be months later. So, yeah, it'll be about 1 year from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so we've gotten that. Then we'll move on to Food Wars episodes 44 and 45. So Soma, because they're trying to disband all the clubs all of them are saying, well, we'll make Shokugekis to preserve them, but then Zan basically just bribes the judges in one of them to win, and then everyone decides, well, that's not going to work. Which I'm sure that has to be violating at least some laws.
Yeah,
really. But anyway, Soma decides, well, I'm going to challenge him anyway. So then they do that. But then Soma manages to make food that's so good he wins over the judges anyway. And yeah, that was basically my summary of the two episodes. They really went straight into each other, so I could, you know, just go through them kind of quick.
Yeah, very good as always. And I love the part about... the people in the dorms like fighting to save their dorms. and Hisako was off fighting, and as she's fighting, Erina's talking to her and saying, you know, the people in this dorm are strange, and then explaining why. That was a pretty funny moment. And I like how Soma was the hero without really trying to be the hero, because he's kind of like, I'm just doing this for my own sake. And then he, you know, we knew he was going to win, but the way he won, it was amusing, because those judges, you know, were rigged against them, and he kind of taunted them enough times and ended up getting to win them over. So, yeah, very good episodes. And this season is just excellent, as I've said before. So,
I thought it was fun, although I did think it was kind of cheesy. It's just the fact that, oh, these guys got bribed, but the food is so good, they decide, whatever. that was a bit unbelievable, but if you're willing to overlook that, it was decent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, we'll then skip over to, we'll do Black Clover, episodes 145 and 146. So the bad, so they try to rescue the guys, but the bad guys get away. But then it turns out that some of the bad guys are actually serving the devils and were tricking the others. So they get rid of some of the other bad guys. And then they're planning to do bad stuff. And they've gotten more people and stuff. And yeah, that's basically the summary you're going to get from me. It was just kind of, it was just meh.
Yeah. Hold on a second. What show are you talking about?
Black Clover.
Oh, yeah. I saw both episodes of Black Clover. I thought they were kind of amusing, but you know, I really don't like Yuno. He like seems like he's a Mary Sue to me, and he appeared only briefly, but I don't understand why they just pretty much use Sekre as their, you know, princess that they have to save. Like, I'm thinking about it. Like, can't she just turn herself into a bird and escape? So, I don't know. Mm. Yeah, they weren't bad episodes. Just, you know, just about average.
Yeah, it was, I think the one thing that I did kind of think was a little funny, because it was talking about how disadvantaged people are that have weak magic. And I was thinking, well, wow, that means they're actually worse off than someone with absolutely no magic like Asta, because it's, I can't remember, don't know if it's been said yet this in the anime, but the reason you can actually use that super crazy anti-magic sword is because only someone who has no magic can. Which means that, ironically, it's better to have absolutely no magic whatsoever than just a tiny amount of magic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. So, that is the stuff for the Toonami. And then we can move on to the non-Toonami stuff. We've only got one episode of each of these. We didn't watch an extra over the break. So, right. All right. Baka and Test, episode 2.
Okay, so Yoshi goes and gets his hand glued to a table. It's, I'm not sure why he did that, but okay. And
if I remember correctly, he was upset, so he was slamming his hand on the table, but there was glue on the table, so they got attached.
Yeah. And then, so Class A kind of challenges them to a duel. And a couple of them actually do pretty well because they get lucky and end up in the subject that they are good at. But the other guys are just kind of morons. So they end up losing. And there's a whole bunch of hilarious hijinks in between, including a girl who is like Chizuru from Bleach, if you can remember who Chizuru is. That was the girl who had a crush on Orihime, and so they got a girl like that. And then
wait, are you saying that Ichigo had classmates? I don't remember those characters at all. It's kind of, it's almost as if the series completely forgot about them.
Yeah. yeah, so, and there's some really funny stuff with, with the recurring joke of Hideyoshi, who's different from Yoshi. There's Yoshi and then there's Hideyoshi. And Hideyoshi is the guy who looks like a girl and has to do embarrassing girl things. And there's also the one girl, I cannot remember her name, but the one who's has that other girl all on top of her, she's beating up on Yossi because, you know, and
because she like had a crush on him or something.
Right.
But,
right.
But why did she, was that explained? I was kind of confused that it, I don't, was that establishing the previous episode? It felt like it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. The crush thing kind of came out of nowhere, but it's pretty much a thing like, good old Tenshi Muyo, where Tenshi had two girls. Well, he actually had six girls, but two main ones who were on him, and he couldn't decide. So that's kind of what this is like. So, yeah, I thought it was a really funny episode. I'm not sure about you, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, it was funnier than the first episode, definitely. Some of the jokes I thought felt kind of flat, but a bunch of them were actually really funny. I think my favorite joke, and I am kind of disappointed they didn't keep up with this the whole episode, was that he just had the table glued to his hand for so long.
Yeah,
it's just there throughout all these other scenes. And then I'm thinking, oh, it would be really funny if this was on the whole episode. But then they don't. It actually it just stops being on there. I was thinking, oh, that would have been funny.
No,
if it
broke had... off. It broke like whenever he was getting beat up, it broke off his hand.
OK.
Yeah, that's why.
Honestly, I think it would have been better if he had just literally had it the whole episode. And then at the end, after they lose and get the tables taken away, someone just like, you know, like ripped it off his hand or something. The best single gag, though, was a part where I can't remember where the girl who's on. I can't remember anyone's name. The main character is Hideyoshi, right?
No, the main character is Yossi.
Oh, Yossi. Well, when she's doing that, when she's pulling his leg, I mean, like, literally forcing and saying, "Say you love me right now or lose the leg." And then he says, "You love me right now or lose the leg." And she gets really angry about it. I was curious because I was wondering, was that like a joke added in English? So I looked at the Japanese subs and it looks like they had the same joke there, which was honestly more surprising to me because that's a joke that's been used a lot, but right. I was just not expecting to see it in an anime.
Yeah.
Also there was this... this episode did do the annoying thing of having a post-credits sequence.
Uh-huh.
Was there one in the first episode? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I hope there wasn't, because if there was, I probably missed it. That was the end of the episode. I was just like, wait, that's it? We're not going to get more? We're not going to get an explanation for how the guy lost? And then there actually was something at the end of the after the credits. So, there was some funny stuff in here. One thing though, I'm a little confused. When they do the battles, do you just automatically win if you have a higher points, or is that just an advantage in the battle? Because the first episode made it seem like it was just an advantage, but you could possibly win if you had a lower. But it wasn't an auto loss if it was lower. But this episode made it look like you just automatically won if your score was higher.
To be honest, it doesn't matter. Like the battles are like just like a sideshow to all the humor. So people win, people lose. Like I never really paid much attention to the battles. I just like all the other stuff going on. So I couldn't tell you, honestly.
Okay. All right, so that was Baka and Test episode 2. Then we get to Kaguya-sama Love is War episode 2 also. So, after they really just repeat the whole intro from the first episode of to the characters, which goes on for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
That was annoying. Although it does, they don't do it in the next episode. I checked on that, so it was just the second episode they do a repeat of it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I had to check to make sure I was watching the second episode because I was like, am I watching the first episode by mistake? You know?
Yeah. Anyway, so after they get through that, they do get onto the episode, which does manage to be pretty funny. Like, the first thing, again, we have three kind of different sketches. The first one is where, of course, they're it's another thing where they're trying to get the other to give them their, like, phone information, but neither wants to actually ask the other and wants to make the other ask them. And then at the end, it turns out it doesn't matter because Kaguya doesn't even have a smartphone, so it doesn't work for her.
Yes, he has a flip phone.
Yeah. I mean, I had those for a long time, for a very long time also. If I remember correctly, my parents, for one of my birthdays or something, said, okay, we'll get you a real smartphone. I'm like, okay, that's good enough. When are you going to get it? Oh, when there's a sale, we'll get it for you. So they ended up getting it for me about a year and a half later. So there was that. The second one was when they end up with this argument about whether they should be going to the mountains or the sea. So basically each of them wants to go to a different place, but then they end up changing their mind and start arguing the opposite thing.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was when I think this was probably my favorite, when this guy, I can't remember his name. He asks Miyuki Shirogane, I don't know which one whether I should refer by their first or last name, but for advice on how to ask out a girl. So Shirogane has no idea because he hasn't actually been in any relationships, so he just makes up a bunch of really dumb stuff, but it actually works.
Yeah, I think one of my struggles with this show is that by having three different segments, like by the second segment, I'm kind of like ready to move on, and the third segment doesn't stick with me that well. So that's my only complaint.
I did, once you actually got to the episode, I thought it was pretty amusing. It is the considering they're both comedies, the sort of style of comedy of Bakken Test and Kaguya-sama, it's interesting to kind of notice how they're different. Bakken Test is more just about trying to throw a bunch of jokes your way, whereas Kaguya-sama, it's more like it's more about like building up to punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make them like worse, better or worse. It just was just a little interesting to me to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yep, that's our shows, basically. Well, it seems like we went through stuff quickly, which is funny because we technically had more stuff to go through. Maybe it was just because there was more, we just zipped through them because we're, we just went through them faster as a result. We're like, well, this stuff happened. It was by avoiding getting bogged down in the details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was, sorry. I thought it was actually a very good week of shows, and if you include last week, very good both episodes of both shows. Even Attack on Titan, which, you know, I always give a hard time, I thought that was really good. So, yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we can just give our usual top three ones. Yeah, let's see. And yet again, I suddenly realize, wow, I really need to think about these things more. Because I have to pick three. If I just had to pick one, it would be easier. But, okay. Do you want me to go first then, or?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Third place, I'll put Kaguya-sama. Second place, I will put Baka and Test. And first place, Food Wars.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, those are like my three. What's just so difficult for me is decide the specific order. I think I will. Let me think. You know, I'll honestly put them in that order. Although I'll flip Baka and Test and Kaguya-sama.
Uh huh. Yeah. Although I think they pronounce, I just wanted to point this out, the way you pronounce it, I think they pronounce it Kaguya-sama with the emphasis on the ka instead of the gu, but that's just what I noticed.
You might be right. I haven't really paid that much attention to the emphasis. Yeah, I'll check on that again. Actually, I'll probably forget, but I'll try to remember to do that. So, yeah, that's our shows. Anything else to talk about?
I don't really have anything to add, but you might.
Yeah, actually, this is kind of weird. So I've been working my way through. It was called the Cambridge Latin course, because I'm kind of trying to learn Latin. And so I'm going through it, and it's weird, because, see, the story is the readings, there's a sort of quote-unquote story about this guy named Caecilius and, like, the people and his family and stuff. That name was chosen because we know that was the name of an actual guy who lived in Pompeii. So it's mostly kind of like goofy stuff about wacky antics they get into and stuff. And then in like the final chapter of the part one of the thing, the Mount Vesuvius erupts and most of them all die. And you're just like, well, that escalated quickly. The stuff that happened in the previous chapter was wacky antics about people getting beaten up over politics. And then it's just like, oh, and then he dies. And so does most of his family. The end. He just like gives this like ring to one of his servants who survives before while he's like, you know, in the process of dying. He just gives this ring to his servant and says, well, one of my sons, I think, is still alive. Go find him and give that to him. And I don't know if that's continued in the next one or not, but it just was such a weird thing to suddenly switch it up to that level of seriousness.
So
there's that. Okay, so, yeah, I think that's it then. So, we'll see you, so you can find our previous episodes at tsunamitherapy.podbean.com. We'll be back here for next week for more stuff, and soon enough we'll be getting some more shows.
Yeah, it's going to fill up our schedule a bunch, but, yeah.
Although, they are replacing some of the things that we're already watching anyway. Although, I guess we aren't really watching Fire Force. Well, I've kind of been watching it. It's kind of fun, although it is annoying that Tamaki, as people always say, like, basically never gets to actually do anything cool. She's just always used for fan service jokes. Like, there's like this thing, like in the previous episode of Fire Force, there's this part where you think, oh man, she's getting a battle, it's going to be cool and she's going to do stuff, and it's like, nope, she gets defeated, and instead the whole thing turns is all focuses all on the character development of the secondary character who saves her.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, well, okay, but you could have given the main character something. Well, I mean, well, she's not the main character, but one of them, so I don't know. Yeah. Although, Dr. Stone and My Hero Academia are starting out the same, if they're starting on the same week, I'm noticing that Attack on Titan, we've got two more episodes of it, so I don't know what they're going to do in the intervening week.
Yeah.
Well, when is Memorial Day? I always forget. Is there like a
and last Monday of May?
Okay, so it wouldn't be that one, because it's not them stopping for a marathon or anything. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I guess we'll find out what they're going to be doing on May 9th, because that's after Attack on Titan is over, but before Fire Force is.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just, I don't know, maybe they'll just show two episodes of Dragon Ball Super.
You know, Dragon Ball Super, here's something I don't understand. Like, in the ratings, Adult Swim doesn't get any credit for Dragon Ball Super since it's a repeat. So their top-rated show ends up being Attack on Titan instead, but it obviously doesn't have as good ratings as Dragon Ball Super because it's on later. So they're missing a shot at getting higher ratings on the list rather than if they would have just put Attack on Titan first and moved Dragon Ball Super to like 3 in the morning, you know?
True. On the other, although that's just like the public list stuff. What matters more for advertisers is the numbers. I'm looking at this thing that lists all the Toonami stuff. Yeah, Dragon Ball Super does better than Attack on Titan, but it might not make it to like lists of ratings that only have the new episode stuff. Let me just glance at this. Naruto Shippuden, at least last week, did slightly better than Black Clover, despite airing after it. I don't know if that's typical for things. And then last week, Fire Force slightly outdid Food Wars, despite being after it. So, I don't know. It shifts week to week. Normally, it is just a matter of lower ratings each show.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they would put Dragon Ball Super towards the end, because then all the stuff would be a half hour earlier.
Yeah.
Would make it more convenient for me, and especially for you, because you live in a time zone where everything is later than for me.
Yeah, and I don't understand the obsession with Dragon Ball, but I guess they probably are signed into a contract with them to force them to put Dragon Ball at that time. Like, there's certain, I know this from football, where college football has these bowl games, and certain bowl games like the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, they are contracted to be in a certain day at a certain time every year. So all the other bowls have to be moved so that they accommodate those two. So maybe Dragon Ball has some sort of, or Funimation has a contract with Adult Swim where Dragon Ball has to be at that time. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that might, be the case. You never know. I'm sure there's a lot. I'm sure a lot of things that seem like weird decisions by companies actually make sense if you know you understood all the intricacies. And I'm sure that a lot of decisions that seem dumb actually are dumb, even if you do know all the intricacies.
Yep.
I just always remember how for a few years I was on staff at a local convention, and there were things that like people each year there would be stuff where people thought like, and one thing I learned was a lot of times there would be something that would seem like it was a mistake, but then I would ask and they'd say, oh no, there was a reason for that. I'm like, oh, that makes some sense. Even if sometimes that reason was, okay, well, we didn't really think it through as much as we could have, but it made sense at the time. Sometimes it was actually a more of a good reason, but yeah, like I said, it can be either way, and barring having all the information, we can't know for sure.
Right.
So, right. Okay. So that's enough of our ramblings. Next week, we'll see you for more of Bakken Test and Guya-sama, along with more of the Toonami stuff, and we'll see you then.
Bye.